Well, we've got 11 internationals, as we say, and a man who is recruiting all the time is Lee Jordan. He joins us now. G'day, Lee.
G'day, guys.
Great to chat, mate. Another amazing race, as we say every year, very hard to pick, but we've got 11 from overseas, and it's something that we see most years now.
Yeah, look, it's a great representation. I mean, it's just terrific for our racing and really our country to have the world waking up this morning in Europe and whatever, getting up to watch the race. I mean, really is an event that everyone takes in. And, you know, I think there's probably over 100 countries that take the race live. So it's just a fantastic event. I think to have, you know, English, Irish, French representation, our first ever Scottish runner in the Cup, just, yeah, it's just great.
Well, Lee, no one knows more about these international runners than yourself. You've been virtually camped down there at Werribee, and you've recruited many of them. I'll get to Max Dynamite, but there's been a big spruik regarding Max Dynamite. When you cast your eye over the 11, who do you like?
I think the first thing is how they travel. And yes. IRT, that travel our horses, have professional grooms, and they're just sort of getting better and better. And this year, both shipments arrived with no elevated temperatures, no travel sickness. So I think that's the first tick. So I think if anyone likes any of the internationals, they've travelled well, they've settled into Werribee, and you know they've really gone on. So that's the first box you've got to tick. Then after that, it's sort of how they go about in their training. And you've mentioned Max, and Willie Mullins has got three runners in the race. He really wants to win this race. There's no doubt about that. And Max has really been working well in his work. So if you like Max, back in with confidence.
Mm. What if you like Thomas Hobson?
Well,
vested there.
Yeah, well, gee, Thomas, I think Willie's in a bit of a dilemma which one he likes best, because they've both filled in well. Dave Casey's his foreman, former champion jump jockey, rides them both in work. I think he said the other day when he came in, he said, is there a physio nearby? I said, why? So I need to put my arms back in my socket. He was travelling that well.
Yeah. Barrier 21 is quite a hurdle, though, isn't it, for Thomas Hobson? Just lost that line. We'll try and get Lee back online and continue our discussion about the international runners. Unless he's there. Lee, are you there? No, we're redialing that number. So we'll get him back online, but yeah, Thomas Hobson.
You've been interested there, you said.
Yeah, I have. Weeks
from
ago.
From a while ago, yeah.
But, you know, at one stage, it wasn't in the field then, but then there's that, pardon me, that attrition rate that keeps on going. So he's happy with Thomas Hobson. He's happy with Wall of Fire.
Yeah, Hugo Palmer, who trains Wall of Fire, he's been very happy. Hugo's been here since Saturday. The horse has done a lot of beach work since his power run, but he's very happy on fitness. Craig Williams has been down there to ride him a couple of times, and Craig couldn't be happier.
Yeah, and we've just had Mick Goody in, and I think the track's going to play very well again today, mate. A bit of drizzle this morning. I don't think it's going to affect things, though.
No, look, I think the horses that come out here, they're horses that are prepared to run on good to firm ground. That's the equivalent back in Europe. So, as you said, a little bit of drizzle and a bit of cloud cover will just keep conditions nice. So I think it'll be fair for everyone.
Lee, you know that stat that 96 runners have tried since the first to win it without running in Australia? International rate is, that is, 96 have tried to win it without having a run in Australia. Do you think it's a significant stat? I mean, plenty have come close and run great placings. Do you think, you know, it works against the internationals if they don't have a run in this country?
Oh, I think there's a lot of the trainers have differing views on it. And look, it really depends on the horse. As you said, a lot have come close. We've seen Red Cadeau come close, and Vintage Crop was able to run straight into the race. So look, I'm not that, I don't think that's a really concerning stat. It really just depends on the condition of the horse. Some horses come on for a run. Some go well first up. Let's see today anyway.
All right. If we had to narrow you down to one, what would it be?
Well, I'll go two if that's all right. I'm going to stick with the two MAs. I'm going to stick with Max Dynamite and Marmello. And I'll put the Scottish horse in. Nikita is an absolute blowout.
Wow. That's one we haven't spoken a lot of, the Scottish horse Nikita.
Yeah,
Mick Goody got it in the he got it in the Calcutta at his golf club last night.
Well, there you go. That could be a sign. I'll tell you what, the trainer Ian Jardine, he's a quietly spoken guy, but he's just left no stone unturned. He's been here for a good week. The horse, if you watch his e-ball run, what he needs to do is draw him wide. He needs to get in, get cover, and he has one last run. He's a small horse. He only weighs 420 kilos, but his coat looked good since day one. Yeah, if you like him, have a go. Go to Scott.
Go to Scott. Well, I hope it goes better than their team's going in the current Rugby League World Cup, where they're absolutely on the hiding to nothing there. They've copped two big thrashings. Lee, we thank you so much for your time. We know how busy you are on Melbourne Cup morning, and enjoy the day.
Anytime, guys. Have a good day.
Well done, Lee.
There he goes, Lee Jordan, International Racing Manager for Victorian Racing Club, and he recruits them, he looks after them, he makes it attractive for them, and now we've got to try and find the winner after all that.